1938, he got together with a Decca mixed choir. I don't know who they were.
Yeah,
Lynn Murray.
Led Morris Choir, yeah.
Did you do much of this sort of work, Louis?
Well, it's not, where I come from, we do everything. They say, well, why you do Blueberry Hill? I say, well, it reminds me of the church I went to. Well, we couldn't afford no choir. Everybody sang, you know?
Yeah.
So, cohort. Well, why you do it? I say, well, hillbillies, they make love, too. That's what I'm talking about.
Can I print that?
Yeah, quote me.
And weren't you Elder Eatmore or some darn thing?
That's right. I could see him. See him right in that pulpit.
Okay.
Like the Chinaman sitting in church, you know, he wanted to sit in the colored church, but he couldn't understand every Sunday because he come around the basket, help the Lord. He said, Lord, broke off, Donnie.
Well, Satchmo, we finally got you up to 1940. That was traveling quick.
That's right.
And you teamed up with the Mills Brothers.
Mills Brothers, yeah. And we made several records quite nicely. Cherry is one.
You might be interested in knowing that Marie has been reissued in Canada within the last week.
I'm glad to hear that.
Good.
Because it's going to be the number one song.
And Louis, the kids call up and say, gee, that's a wonderful new record by the Mills Brothers and Louis Armstrong. They love it.
Yeah, they looked at me so funny the other day. I was on a kid program. I said, well, we did it about 20 years ago. This all get away from you. Because it's right up to date.
Well, we got you up to 1942, Louis. We'll skip through the years quick now. April the 17th, 1942, among my souvenirs.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you look happy about this.
I bet, yeah.
Why are you so happy, sir?
Big Sid
Catlett
played the drums on there. And this jazz ballet hit that bass drum every now and then. And they had the big band.
You liked the band at this era, did you?
I liked the band that recorded this. And especially Big Sid. We used to go on it one night and just look back at that guy. This little kid reminds me of Big Sid so much. This little kid we have now. Kenny Jones, yeah.
December the 7th, 1944, and the Jack Armstrong Blues.
That's for the soldiers.
Louis did a lot of work, ladies and gentlemen, during the warriors for the soldiers.
Story behind this, a fella that came to my house and he saw this record. He just had come back from the war, discharged, and he said one day they was getting ready to go into battle, you know, and everybody's standing wrecking his ship, and it's a little boat that comes into them, you know, I guess before they go in. And saying this cat was playing Jack Armstrong Blues. This little boat rocking and waving, and boy, we were wailing. And some cat said, Green, listen to your boy. He said, well, I'm ready to go now. Just look like that. Just give him all the spirit in the world, honestly.
Well, in September 1946, Louis came back to Hollywood to make a picture called, I think it was called New Orleans. Billie Holiday was in it.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Yes, I do.
When have you been back last?
I go every chance I get. We go every year if we can.
You do, eh?
And I'm trying to get it with my boss so he could send us down to every Mardi Gras.
Hear that? This is a Mardi Gras man. Weren't you
King
of Mardi Gras?
That's a good day to meet everybody.
Mm-hmm.
See, can't see everybody them off. They're only in the concert, which you can't get in the place.
Yeah.
See? But Mardi Gras, you meet everybody. I mean, it's packed in jam, and especially when I was on that float, I was throwing coconuts to cats I hadn't seen for 30 years. I had 2,000, or 20,000. Because every time Cat would ask for coconut, some of my other attendants would throw some too, see? And then about 3 o'clock, Velma Middleton got tired handing handbills, and I put up on the float too.
Well, Louis, that brings us up to present times, Blueberry Hill. What made you decide to record this tune?
Well, Gordon Jenkins could see that I looked at that same tune the same as he did.
A new format?
I walked in the studio and there was that choir standing there and I had this and I looked down the score and that was all they had to do.
You were sold.
Yeah. And they say, I'll take my horn with me. I always say, they say, why don't you go on a vacation? I say, why? I go up in the woods, I gotta have my horn with me anyhow. Watch, I'll be blowing them snakes and them lions yiping at you. I just do the play every night and stay in shape, you know? So I go spend 3 weeks out in the woods without that horn. I mean, it don't make sense. That's what that line knocks me out and say, I'll take my horn with me. No matter where I go, other than home to bed, I take my horn with me.
Takes a bear, too.
Can't blow in bed, man.
You can? Stand aside, brother.
Who's giving this interview?
Okay. Well, Satchmo, that brings us right up to date. Louis, come on in and say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Vancouver. Tell them where you're going to be. Plug yourself.
How to do, Mr. and Mrs. Vancouver and the youngsters. Boss is right here, too. And then we'll go up there and have some spaghetti at the penthouse. You come on in, then you can have your picture taken and everything with the cats and get your autographs and everything. And we give the same show for the teenagers we give for the folks at night. And all I got to say, it's just a pleasure to be here. I don't care what it is, snow or rain it is, as long as I'm in Vancouver, it's all right with me. Thank you.
Louis, thank you very much, and let's see you real soon, eh?
Oh, hey, Pops.
We've been listening this evening to the music of Louis Armstrong, a section on the words of Louis Armstrong, an interview conducted in 1954 in Vancouver, British Columbia, by disc jockey up in that area at that time, Jack Cullen.